more than half a dozen shops are tucked between brick walls and under a maze of exposed pipes. I wander into Sugar Love Chocolates, where store owner Krista B. Jackson is attending to new customers.
Are you the candy maker?
I am indeed. Yeah, everything you see is handmade by me.
Jackson says her products are made from French and Belgium chocolates and natural ingredients, such as fresh strawberries and pistachios. At least one customer is sold.
Well, I want to get the five-piece thing. I want 5 pieces.
After the candy store, I head to what's been deemed a modern apothecary called Pantry Vault, with its aroma of flowers and herbs.
It usually smells like lavender, geranium, roses, and cloves, which is pretty much purely love.
That's employee Chris Thickpen. He says the Pantry Vault specializes in skincare, grooming, and bathing products for adults, babies, and even pets. While we're talking, a couple is drawn to the sweet smells of the shop.
Do you guys make your own stuff?
Yes. It's really? All made right here. It's all natural.
How did you learn to do this?
It's pretty much all self-taught.
Really?
Yes.
Chocolatier Krista B. Jackson says the basement has been a fun experiment. She's seen a good amount of foot traffic so far and expects even more after construction on the Virginia Street Bridge wraps up in April.
And because all of the different businesses have a slightly different flavor, we kind of add to each other. So someone coming down here for the healthy raw juice at the end will come down here and I feel like they retox with my stuff. They have a few chocolates. So it's great to have almost a hipster mall experience, for lack of a better quick term for it.
So what's next for the basement? Shop owners tell me a salad bar and gym will be coming soon. Rocio Hernandez, Reno Public Radio News.